This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Bonjour and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events and ideas, people and places from around the world. Today, we'll be learning about the National Day of France, the one, the only, Bastille Day. Almost every country has a national day. Australia has Australia Day, the USA has Independence Day, New Zealand has Waitangi Day, and the list goes on. As you'll learn more about Bastille Day today, you might like to think about the other national days you know about, and consider how they're similar, or different, to France's National Day. But let's dive in, and start as we always do here at Crash Course, with the basics. Okay, so we know that Bastille Day is the National Day of France, but when is it celebrated? Well, Bastille Day is celebrated on the 14th of July every year. In French, Bastille Day is also known as Le 14 juillet, which is literally July 14th in French. Kind of like if we called Australia Day January 26th instead of Australia Day, or Anzac Day 25th of April. You get the idea. But the obvious question is, why July 14th? Well, to answer that, we'll need to go back in time to the 1700s, back to the time of the French Revolution. So in the 1700s, French society was divided into a hierarchy of three social classes: the clergy, which was priests, nobles, which was posh people, and commoners. Now, le roi, or the king, was greedy and spoilt, and his place was as an absolute ruler over everyone. And the nobles and the clergy controlled huge areas of land and industries, which made them extremely rich. Unfortunately, the common people were the huge majority of the French population. They worked the land for very little in return, and had to pay enormous taxes to the nobles and to the clergy. Now, in the year 1789, France was in a very bad way. The harvest had been poor in recent times, and the common people were hungry. Now, the French ruler at this time was King Louis XVI. His extravagant spending had left the country with almost no money, and the king decided he would raise money by demanding even more taxes from the commoners. Now, people who were against this unfair system were often imprisoned in a hated fortress known as La Bastille Saint-Antoine, or the Bastille for short. Now, finally, on the 14th of July in that year, hungry, angry rioters broke into the prison and set the prisoners free and stole the weapons which were kept there. Many of the guards and officers were killed. Only seven people were in the prison cells at the time, but the storming of the Bastille was regarded as a triumph of the common people over the ruling classes. Now, the rioters soon took on another name. They began to call themselves revolutionaries. Now, when the Queen, who was called Marie Antoinette, heard about the riots, she asked why the people were angry, and she was told that the poor people were hungry because they had no bread. Now, bearing in mind that at the time bread made up about 50% of the average commoner's diet, Marie Antoinette is then said to have replied, "Well, if they have no bread, let them eat cake instead." Now, it's not known if this story is quite true, but it is a good example of how privileged the upper classes were at the time. They just didn't understand or care how the people and the poor were suffering. Now, the king, remember he's called Louis XVI, refused to accept that the common people had the right to govern themselves and to share in the country's fortunes. In response, the revolutionary said that the king was no longer the ruler of France. Instead, they declared that France was now a republic, ruled by the people, for the people. Now, they adopted the motto of Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité, which is French for freedom, equality, and brotherhood. And they did this to show that the new country would be fair for all. Now, the clergies, remember that's all the priests, and the nobles, that's the posh people, had all of their property confiscated so that everyone could benefit from their riches. Now, people flew Le Tricolore Drapeau, which is today the famous three-coloured flag of France, to show how proud they were. It was common to wear a traditional farmer's cap to show you were one of the people and supported the protests. Even today, when people protest in public, many of them wear these little red caps. They even made jewellery and ornaments out of the ruined stones of the Bastille, demonstrating how they had crushed the unfair system. Now, many thousands of French nobles were executed in the coming years. They were called enemies of the people and regarded as dangerous to the new, equal French society. Now, the king and queen tried to flee with their family to Austria. That was where Marie Antoinette was from. But they were forced to return to France. The royal family were arrested and thrown into prison. Now, finally, in 1793, that's 4 years after the revolution, the king, who had been renamed simply Citizen Louis Capet, was executed along with the queen. Now, the enemies of the people were usually killed using the guillotine, which is a fearsome machine which sliced off the prisoner's head with a razor-sharp blade. Huge crowds turned out in the Place de la Révolution, a huge city square in Paris, the capital of France, to watch the death of the king and his old regime. The French Revolution was complete. Now, every year, on the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille, French people all over the world celebrate their nation. Citizens fly, and often wear, their national colours, and sing the national anthem, La Marseillaise. Now, France's most famous monument, the Eiffel Tower, was built in 1889 to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Revolution. On Bastille Day, the symbol of liberty, a woman known always as simply Marianne, is seen everywhere, wearing her traditional red cap. Military parades are held, and huge fireworks displays light up the night sky. Picnics, musical performances, and dances are also popular ways of celebrating Bastille Day in France, and the famous Tour de France cycling race is held to coincide with Bastille Day as well. And there you have it. Your crash course on Bastille Day is now complete. Do you celebrate Bastille Day? Perhaps you know someone who does. I wonder if you can think of any ways that Bastille Day is similar or different to our national day, Australia Day. You might like to share your thoughts with your parents or your teachers. Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learned a lot and catch you next time.